Activists say that Syrian forces have killed at least 15 civilians in the central town of Rastan on Thursday in the latest military assault to try and quell a revolt against the 11-year rule of President Bashar al-Assad. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Rastan has been a town under siege for the last 4 days now, with heavy artillery being used to crush dissent. 60,000 people live in this area, and since Sunday, 52 have been killed and 200 arrested. On Thursday alone, more than a dozen protesters were killed by gunfire from snipers. Anne-Marie Slaughter from Princeton University told CNN that the violent crackdown has not deterred the protesters.
They can't be stopped. The government has used, obviously, horrific detention and torture. They've sent in the army in Daraa, and yet the protesters keep coming out on the streets.
As the military assault continues, opposition groups have been forced to meet in Turkey. On Wednesday, the Syrian government freed hundreds of political prisoners in an amnesty, and the president set up a committee for national dialogue in an effort to end the 10-week uprising. But despite these moves, the violence and attacks continue. According to human rights groups, the death toll from military onslaughts has killed more than 1,100 people. I'm Lydia O'Kane.